This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
When we first launched this podcast, it honestly felt like we were being buried under 100 new tasks every single day between building a website and figuring out branding and payments. It can be overwhelming, and we quickly realized that we can't do everything ourselves.
You need a system that actually works for you. And for millions of businesses, that is Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of brands, from huge household names to small businesses just getting started. And it's built to feel like your own built-in business partner. You can launch a beautiful online store using hundreds of ready-to-go templates, accelerate your content creation with Shopify's AI tools, and easily run email and social campaigns that help you reach customers wherever they're scrolling.
Plus, Shopify gives you world-class expertise across everything from inventory and payments to shipping, returns, and international selling, all in one place. So, if you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify.
So turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your €1 a month trial and start selling today at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie and see what you can accomplish with Shopify by your side.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We were contacted by one of our listeners a couple of days ago, and her name, well, we're calling her Valerie. And Valerie wanted to tell a story of how she hasn't seen her dad in over 30 years. In other words, when she was born, Daddy said bye-bye, and off he went on his merry little way, never to be seen again by Valerie or anybody.
Looking forward to hearing Valerie's story, because it's one thing that I can never understand. I could never walk out of my kids. I don't know how men, they're not men, by the way. Anyone who walks into a kid is not a man. They're not fathers either. They're sperm donors. But imagine for that many years not knowing what your daughter is up to, not knowing that she get married.
Not even knowing what she looks like.
Not even know what she looks like. I just don't know how people, and this is more common than you think, by the way. This is a lot more common than you think. I'd say it goes on so much.
The lady's name is Valerie, and the question that she is asking, and she's asking for your advice and your opinion on this, and you'll hear her whole story in a moment. She's asking for your advice as to whether she should bother to try track her dad down after all these years. She knows that she has siblings, half-siblings from her dad. She would like to have contact with them, but she doesn't know whether or not she should do it. And that's why she contacted us, and that's the story that she is about to tell us. So as I said, her name is Valerie, and my first question to Valerie was, why did she contact us?
I have not been in contact with my dad now for nearly 35, 36 years, and it's just eating away at me, because I just feel like I am being... treated like a bit like a dirty secret, and I know he has other kids, so I just feel left out. I feel like, why me? Why are you not contacting me? And just at the minute, and I don't know why, I just feel like I need answers.
Okay, so tell me about this man, your biological father. You say you haven't seen him in 38 years. Obviously, that's from when you were a baby.
Exactly. Maybe once or twice when I was small, but I don't remember. But I've tried to contact, been ignored, found three or four siblings, tried to contact and been ignored on that side as well. So I just feel like... I just don't understand this. Like, just why have the other siblings, which are around my age as well, so I'm sort of in between, which obviously means maybe, I don't know, something happened. But he still is in contact with them.
So, okay, so your father fathered you with, obviously, your mother. And did he disappear off the scene straight away?
I am not 100% sure. I just know... he wasn't there when I was young. for first days of school, for communions, for nothing. It was never really spoke about. But then the more I looked into it, the more I found out. And then, especially when I realised he had more kids, I was like, right, okay, there's obviously a reason for this.
So as you were growing up, what did you know about your father?
Really nothing. Not, like, you know, when you're younger, you'd be asking, you know, people in school, you'd be bullied and suffer not having the so-called dad in your life. And I never would question it because I had family, like uncles, that would have stepped into that role. And it was only as I got older, the questions sort of arose of, like, why? But I was never given an exact answer to why. I think it was more down to he had family. He had a family.
So do you believe that he had a family at the same time that you were conceived, at the same time you came into the world? In other words, he was, I don't know, playing offside?
Yeah, I think he definitely had three kids, two boys and a girl before me.
And what has your mother ever said about all this?
Oh, I don't really talk to her about stuff like this because she's been everything and everything to me. So I don't question her on it. It's never come up in a conversation. I've never asked her what happens or why it happens or why he's not here, because I just feel like I'd be hurting her. Asking her them questions, you know. No, I don't know why. I just don't want to hurt her. I just don't want to. As much as the question, as the answers I need, I just feel like, why ask her now after this many years? Like, does she think she's not doing a good, she didn't do a good enough job? Or I'm like, I don't want her to think I need him, because I don't need him. I want answers, because how do I know he's not going to die or he's not dead? I don't know. I feel like I have that right.
Let's just talk about that for a second. You feel you have a right to know him. Why would you want to know somebody who disappeared out of your life? You never even got a birthday card from him.
I need the answer to why. When I think if I knew he didn't have, it's like definitely four kids that I know of, four other kids that he plays a role in their life. Like, why leave me? Why me? Why leave me out? Why not leave the others out as well? You know, it's just something I need to know. If he just turned around and said, just gave me an answer and said, this is the reason why, I probably would still obviously be upset with his answer and then go away and leave me alone. I haven't seen any Uber, I never want to see again. But just give me that answer. I need an answer of someone, and my mom's not going to be able to give me that answer, because only he can say why he doesn't want a relationship with me, but he does with his other kids. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's just like, why? I don't understand how you can do it. I wouldn't be able to leave kids, you know. And I don't know if it's a man thing. I'm sure there is plenty of women that might walk away from their kids, but it just seems that it's just so easy for him. Does he not sit there and wonder what I'm doing, or if he has grandkids, or if I'm married, or if I'm still alive?
You said a minute ago that you don't want to hurt your mother in all of this. Would tracking him down and speaking to him not do exactly that?
I don't think it would hurt her if I tracked him down, because I'm sure she in some ways knows that I have questions, and maybe she wonders herself why I haven't come to her for the answers. But if I did track him down and then I told her, I would tell her it's just because I need answers and that I didn't want to come to her, because I don't feel she needs to explain it to me. I think he does. He's gone. She's not gone. He is.
So what do you know about this man? Do you know where he lives? Do you know where you could track him down?
I know where some of his family live. Don't know where. I did know where he lived, but I don't know now. Well, location-wise, I did. And, like, looking up, like, social media and stuff, obviously I found relations of his through surnames and stuff, and they sort of live not even 10 minutes, 15-minute drive from where I live.
Now, I know one of the things that you're, and one of the reasons that you contacted us was to find out from our listeners what they think you should do in this circumstance. And I know people are listening already. And by the way, our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. I know people already are saying, he doesn't deserve you. He doesn't deserve to know you. You shouldn't reach out to him. He's a nothing father. What do you say to that?
I fully expect people to say that. If I was listening, I would probably say the same. But I think unless you're in that situation and feel like, not that there's a piece missing, because that sounds awful on any of the men, like uncles and grandparents that were in my life, that they didn't do the job, which they did. It's just something there. I just need to not even feel a missing piece. I just need a reason. I just need a reason. I don't know what it is. I can't explain why, but this has been eating at me since I can remember, maybe 15, when the likes of bullying and stuff happened in school. And then I was like, actually, why do I not have a dad? Because it was always like, you don't have a dad. It's not, oh, he's not here, so you don't have a dad. And then, obviously, I couldn't explain to him why I didn't have one. So I want to know. And yes, it's probably the most stupid thing that I could do or want to do, but knowing that he, even if it's not him, I have four siblings that I know of, and why can't I have a relationship with them? Like, what has he told you to know about me? You know, am I really that bad that I'm being kept as a secret?
Now, in your message to us, you described yourself as feeling like a dirty little secret. That must be a horrible feeling.
It's vile. That's what I mean. I'm like, why am I the secret? I clearly am, because I have reached out to the siblings that I have realised who they are, and I've been ignored. It's been read. The messages have been read, but I've been ignored. So is he saying I'm a liar? Is he saying who I am? Can you be that silly enough to realise if someone's saying, just by the way, we have to send that?
So why would you put yourself in that sort of situation of being rejected and cause more hurt for yourself?
I don't know. At this point, this is just, I think I'm at the last point here now, trying. I've sent letters to addresses that I think, and God help you, probably getting letters and like, who is this weird person sending us messages and probably nothing to do with them. And I don't like the feeling of rejection, but I have lived with rejection. I feel rejected for the last 38 years.
What are you saying, that it can't be any worse?
I think if I was to contact him and be rejected that way, I probably would regret this. But how do I know? How do I know I'm going to be rejected by everybody? Maybe he hasn't told people, and maybe when they find out about me, they won't reject me.
But I'm concerned, and I know our listeners will be concerned, that you're going to put yourself out there and perhaps be rejected by him all over again, and by his children, your half-brothers and sisters.
When you say that to me, it kills. It knocks your hearts. What? As I keep saying, I don't know why I want to do it. I just need to.
The bottom line from your message, Valerie, is this hurt inside you and this need to find these answers. Are you going to listen to what people have to say on this, or have you made your mind up that you're going to pursue this?
Oh, no, I'll 100% listen to people. I think because I don't speak to people about this, I don't speak to anybody about this, I think getting people's opinions will probably make my mind up.
Okay, so this is your way of anonymously finding out what people think.
Exactly, because I don't talk to cousins, friends, nothing about it, because as far as they're concerned, he's just a sperm donor, which I understand completely when people say that, but they don't know because they're not in that situation of how you feel. So I think not knowing people's opinions that I don't know probably will be better.
Okay, well, we're going to get those opinions from our listeners. Valerie, I really wish you the very best. My heart goes out to you, because I can't imagine what that feeling must be like of, on the one hand, feeling rejected and feeling like that dirty little secret, but on the other hand, wanting answers and wanting to find that long-lost family.
Yeah. Thanks. Hopefully something will come from, and if not, at least I tried.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Already there is a big reaction to that interview with Valerie that we played a moment ago. So let me bring in some of your opinions on this, and we'll kick off with Heather.
Hey guys. So, yeah, I feel really sorry for that girl, because as someone who's adopted, I find it very hard to talk. I find it a lot easier to talk to my dad, actually, about like where I came from and stuff than my mom. I don't know why. It just was like that. And so, like, I think it was because I was afraid to hurt her feelings, and, you know, I was afraid of what she would say, and, you know, maybe she would feel inadequate, like I was looking for like a piece of that missing puzzle in my life, but which wasn't the case. It was just, you know, my curiosity. I just want to know. Like, she just wants to know who he is and have like a relationship, and maybe try to build a relationship. But maybe, like, I feel like her mom is keeping something maybe from her, or I don't know. But anyway, like, I feel if she spoke to her mom about it, it might help, because feeling more comfortable talking to my mom about it, and was able to tell her, you know, look, I actually, I really want to go and find blah, blah, blah. And this is why, because I feel this way. And she was like, oh, okay, yeah, absolutely, we can do that. You know, I think at first it kind of hurt her feelings, but when I explained it to her, she felt a lot better. Oh, God, okay, I'm kind of talking a lot now. Okay, love the show, guys.
Thank you. I love your message, Heather. Thanks very much indeed. You've listened to Valerie's interview a couple of times at this stage.
Yeah. No,
what?
He doesn't deserve to have you in his life.
Why?
Because...
He may not deserve it, but does she not deserve it?
No, why would you want someone that rejected you? And I'm sorry to be so blunt about it. He rejected you. And that's a horrible thing for, again, won't call him a father, a sperm donor. That's all he is. He went off and had another life. He has other kids. Why? Never lower yourself. Never ever lower yourself.
Okay, that's easy for you to say because you know, and for me, it's easy for me to say because I know both my parents, you know both your parents. If there was that missing link of either of your parents that you didn't know and you want to know who they are, what makes them tick, and why they rejected you.
No, it's akin, it's opening up old wounds, and it's akin to these type of people that... they beg someone to get back with them when they break up. Oh, please get back with me. You know, when they ring an ex or something, please get back to me. Never lower yourself to make yourself put yourself in a vulnerable position that you have to. I mean, that's what it is. Please get to know me. Please get to know me. He doesn't deserve to know you. You're a lovely girl.
I don't even think it's please get to know me. I think it's her wanting to see him, talk to him, get a handle on them, and then maybe say, I don't want to know you.
He doesn't deserve that luxury. My God, the emotion that's coming in here. I've no idea, guys, you were all so emotional and heartfelt. Some of the messages coming in, my heart is breaking for that girl. Guys, I haven't cried in over 3 years, and thanks to your show, I'm doing it now. I'm not giving out to you about it, but that story has just touched a nerve.
Okay,
Don't do it.
Our number, well, that's Jeremy's advice. I'm not necessarily saying that. I can understand there's this gaping hole in Valerie's life.
The only thing worse
that could be filled.
Yeah, the only thing worse than being rejected once is being rejected a second time.
And she knows that herself. And you heard what she said. And what she did say is that she hasn't been able to speak to anybody about this. We disguised her voice. We've changed her name, and her name isn't Valerie. But we've protected her identity because she has never spoken to anybody about this. And she has said... Her exact words were, I will 100% listen to what your listeners have to say and take their advice.
Here's some more advice from you, from someone who wants to remain anonymous, and it will make sense in a second. This is awful as well. I know it's slightly different, but I'm adopted, and I reached out to find my birth mother about 6 years ago, who now has 3 more kids. We'd arranged to meet up, but she never turned up and said she wants nothing to do with me and hadn't even told her other 3 kids about me. It broke my heart, and it still does. Don't put yourself through the pain. I agree with that texter. That is... What sort of mother,
But to that person who sent that message, she, he? I don't know.
It's a she.
She needed to fulfill that curiosity.
It's broken her heart even more.
And I understand that.
I don't know the ins and outs of this, but she obviously arranged, for argument's sake, let's meet in Costa Coffee. In Rathfarnham, on a Saturday at 2 o'clock, and I'm guessing this girl went along.
Yeah, no, I'm guessing that as well.
Built herself up for it. The nervousness of meeting your birth mother, and then the bitch doesn't. I'm sorry for calling her that, but that's what she is. She didn't even turn up and broke your heart all over again.
If you've any advice for Valerie, please send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. She did say quite clearly in her message, in her conversation with me, that she will listen to you and will take your advice as to whether or not she should meet her or not.
Oh my God, here's another one.
Or her dad or not.
This is someone we know very, it's amazing when doing these topics, you just, this is someone we know very well.
Okay, go on.
That person?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doesn't want his name read out. My dad left when I was 11 weeks old.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, go on.
Tried to get in a relationship with him when I was 18. It kind of worked, but it never fully got close. Of course it wouldn't. Of course it wouldn't. I don't think you could ever... There's certain things that people do in life that are unforgivable. And walking out on you when you are a newborn baby, I'm sorry, that's one on the list. No way.
Katie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Katie?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good, thanks, Katie. You've heard the conversation I had with Valerie. She's very torn. She will listen to advice on this. She's never spoken to anybody about it. What did you make of what you heard?
Well, for starters, Valerie, I really feel for the situation that you're in. And I get why she would want to reach out and contact her dad, because we all want to know where we came from, who we came from, your lineage, all that kind of stuff. And I just feel that, yeah, he doesn't deserve it, but she definitely deserves it. She deserves some answers.
And that's the point that I was making a moment ago. I know both my parents. Jeremy knows both his parents. Yeah. But I can only imagine what it would be like to have that gaping hole of not knowing one of them.
Yes, absolutely. I know I sent him a message about our situation in our family. My nephew is 15, and when he was born, like, his father has not had anything to do with him whatsoever from when he was born. He'd turn up occasionally to my sister, but for various reasons, she made a point of keeping them separate because he wasn't really the kind of person you'd want to have around a baby. But he had given my sister this spiel about he was brought up in foster homes, he didn't know his parents, he had no family, and the catch cry was always, there isn't anything to know. And that was that. Every now and again, he would rear his ugly head. And for a while, he went quiet. So my sister went and done some research and actually found his death notice a year ago. And in the death notice, it had, it named members of his family. And this threw a whole cat among the pigeons, because she was of the opinion that he had no family whatsoever. And my nephew, he's 15, great lad. She's done a wonderful job bringing him up all by herself. But his thoughts always were that when he turned 16, that he was going to reach out to his dad, not for any other than, you know, who are you? Where are you from? Where am I from?
What's he look like?
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. And then he got this kick in the face with his dad is dead. Just like he turned 15 in August, and she found the death notice in September. So that opportunity to go and find out about his dad went out the window. And as much as he'd never, ever known his dad, he was gutted. He was absolutely gutted, because he didn't have an opportunity to go and see his dad face to face, find out if he has any other family members, nothing like that. So, look, in Valerie's situation, I know that she has been rejected, but she was rejected by her dad, but she shouldn't reject herself. I think she should still go and fulfill that mission that she has, where she wants to know who she is. and, you know, for all sorts of reasons, for your mental health, stuff like that. Even if she does get rejected, at least she knows that she's gone out, made the effort, tried, and can then put to bed that she's done something to find out who she is and where she's come from.
Okay, so let me ask you then, Katie. In answer to the question, you believe if this lady has this want inside her to find this man, to track him down, to talk to him, even if she risks that hurt and rejection all over again, you believe she should go for it?
I think she should, because, I mean, if she's in her mid to late 30s, you know, her dad's no spring chicken.
Yeah, no, absolutely. She doesn't even know, actually, she said to me, she doesn't even know if he's still alive, but chances are he is. But you think she should. Stay there for a second. I want to go to Samantha. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you, Samantha. Thanks very much, Lee, for talking to us. Now, tell me the story with your child.
Okay, sorry, forgive me. This is very triggering, so I've got a bit of a shake in my voice here. When my daughter was 4 months old, she was still in an ICU bed, and my ex-husband decided one day he didn't want to, he couldn't handle it, that's it, he was done, and he walked out. And she's never seen her father since. She's 30 years old now, and I've tried everything in my power so she understands it wasn't her fault. It was nothing she did wrong. It was an issue that he had. She understands that, you know, it was something wrong in his makeup. But, you know, if she was to turn around to me now and say she wanted to go find him, I know for a fact that it would absolutely devastate her, because there's nothing at all in this world can say why he did that to her, why he left her. Now, she's a well-adjusted, happy, I mean, she had plenty of male role models in her life to, you know, show what a man was supposed to be. Now, if she decided she wanted to find him, I would try everything in my power to dissuade her from that, because it would destroy her. It would absolutely destroy her.
So, Samantha, the reason this has triggered you is because your story is almost identical to Valerie, who's the lady we spoke to at the start of this podcast. Yeah. And I don't know, has your daughter ever spoken about a want to find him?
Yes. No, definitely not. She actually calls him her sperm donor. She has no interest whatsoever. But, you know, she's gone through her entire life knowing deep inside her that her father didn't want her. And for her to, for Valerie to go and try to find her dad and to risk him saying to her, I didn't want you, that's going to be absolutely devastating for her.
But does she think that anyway? She does think that anyway. She described herself, she said in the interview, she said, I've always felt like a dirty little secret. So she wants answers to that feeling.
I think she needs therapy far more than she needs answers from that man. She needs to work through what it did to her, what it's meant to her. And I don't think that her speaking to that man that abandoned her all those years ago is going to make her feel any better. If anything, it's going to make her feel more like a dirty little secret. That's the risk. I mean, if she wants to, she must go ahead. Obviously, she needs to find those answers, and I can't speak for her. But if she needs those answers, then she must obviously go forth. But I think she needs therapy before she goes and has, you know, discussions with that man, because the devastation that she's risking, the damage to herself that she's risking, is just, I don't think she even understands the potential for the devastation.
Okay, so you believe, contrary to what our first caller, Katie, said, you believe that this could break her, this could break her heart and destroy her all over again.
If she already feels like a dirty little secret and she meets this man and he does the same thing to her again, the potential. And if she wants to, like I said, she must go forth. But I think she needs to get some therapy first to deal with the potential that it might not work out,
Samantha,
the way she wants it to work out.
Samantha, I'm listening to your story here at the moment, and I can't imagine, let's, like, forgetting about your daughter for a second, what you had to go through. I mean, your daughter was a baby at that stage. How did it make you? You were literally at the most vulnerable time in your life, and it's a time where you need two parents around when a baby's born, because it's full on. Your daughter was 4 months old, a newborn baby, when he walked out.
Well, not just that. She was in an ICU bed at that point in her time. She was actually born with a genetic disease, and, you know, her liver was failing, her lungs were shot to hell.
And
we didn't even know she was going to live or die. And he just decided, you know what, I can't deal with this. I'm off.
Well, big shit, you're a man. Stop, you know, being a man.
Well, absolutely.
Let me ask you then, Samantha, as your child, and this is totally by the way stuff, but as your child was growing up, what did you tell her or what did you inform her about her dad? What did she know about him?
Well, I told her as much as I could age appropriately. I mean, she now knows the full story, but obviously I didn't lay it on her when she was a young kid. But, you know, I made sure the most important thing I did for her was I made sure that she understood that it was not her, that it was her father's issues that made him leave, that it had nothing to do with her. And the most important thing I did was to make her understand that it was nothing to do with her. And I mean, I made sure she had, you know, solid male role models in her life. She had my dad, she had my brother, she had, you know, men in her life that showed her that she was worthy. And that's all I could do for her, was just to make sure that she understood that it wasn't her. And I mean, the fact that Valerie thinks that it is her, that's what causes me concern for her and her well-being. I think she needs to work through that issue first before she meets up with this guy, with a supposed sperm donor dad. Call him what you want.
Okay, you've had 30 years to come up with an answer to the next question that I'm about to ask you, and that is your attitude and your feeling towards somebody like your ex-husband who could walk away from a child, and to Valerie's father who 30-odd years ago walked away on her. What is, put into a sentence, your feeling towards men like that?
They're scumbags. Absolute scumbags. Worthless pieces of shit. Excuse my language.
Well, you're welcome to it. And I can understand it, I have
to
say.
Just to let you know, Samantha, we're not all like that. There are some.
Oh, no. Listen, I've got a new husband. I've had another child since. No. He was an aberration. He was a scumbag. It's not men.
Is there anything he could say now that would get your forgiveness? Is there anything he could say to justify what he did?
Absolutely not. No man walks away from a situation like that. And even if he felt like he couldn't handle it, stick around until we make sure she's going to survive, and then bugger off.
So did he ever even ring to say, how is she? Is she out of to you? What?
No. I never saw him. She never saw him. I had to wait years and years to actually divorce the man in absentia. He didn't even turn up for the divorce hearing.
And do you even know where he disappeared to, where he is, where he lives? Do you know anything about him?
I have a vague idea, but beyond that, no. And I have no interest in finding out.
It's sad for your daughter, but as you said, you've been honest with her all the way through, and she, I'm sure you feel, thankfully, has no desire to ever track him down or see him or talk to him.
No, she's actually grown up into a well-balanced human being. She's engaged to a guy. She's got a good life.
Okay, that's great to hear. Yeah. It really is.
So the only one that's really suffered here is him, because he's lost out on on seeing his beautiful daughter. I would like to think that every night before that scumbag goes to bed, that he thinks of the mistake. Although
he probably doesn't.
The truth be known, she probably never costs a thought to him.
But he had years to he has years to rectify it, and he never even tried to.
Samantha, your advice then to Valerie is, if you're thinking of going down this road, please go for some sort of counselling first before you make that move.
Absolutely.
Thank you for talking to us, Samantha. We really appreciate it. Thanks very much indeed.
That's the most we've been doing this, unbelievable, this podcast. How many years?
Nearly, 3.5. Yeah.
And I know myself and Adrian are not supposed to get emotional.
But it is sad to hear. It really is.
I mean, I don't know that girl, Samantha, from Adam, either do you. But I am devastated for what she had to go through, because I just remember when our babies were 4 months old, you cannot do that job on your own. And our babies were not in ICU. I'm just picturing they're in the maternity hospital. The poor little baby's in ICU. They don't know if
she's going to survive or not.
Pull through. And your man turns around and says, Samantha, I can't deal with this. Fucking men. Really, aren't they?
Oh, scum. Kerry has been in touch.
Hi, guys. How are you? Love the show, by the way. This is just my opinion. I know the girl really wants to reach out to her dad after 30 years, but I think personally, if she reaches out, she could end up being hurt even more in the end. I know she's probably hurting, and I know she probably wants to reach out to her dad because she hasn't seen him in 30 years, but maybe if she did, she would need support throughout the whole thing. And then there's also that fear of rejection, because obviously, as I said, that has been 30 years, and will he want to see her? Why hasn't he made the effort? But at the end of it then, it's like, if she doesn't try, will she regret not trying? So it is a catch-22 in a sense, but I mean, I wish the girl the very best of luck, but it's definitely something to be chatting to with your mom or maybe with a friend, just to kind of get their opinions on it as well. And I'm sure as well she'll have so many questions for him, and if it's a thing that he does accept to see her. But as well, it's going to give her a lot of anxiety, thinking, is he going to meet me, is he not? So as I said, I do wish you the very best of luck, and I hope it all works out for you. Personally, me, I'd probably just take the back seat and just say, look, I have everyone that I need in my life. That's been 30 years now, but I mean, obviously that's just my, in my opinion, but I wish you the very best of luck. And yeah, thanks guys.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Lola, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lola?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. You've heard Valerie tell her story of the father that she hasn't seen in over 30 years and her desire to perhaps track him down and talk to him. What did you make and what do you think she should do?
I think she is actually, to be honest, I think she's brave, but I think, to be honest, she's putting herself through torture by going on the radio firstly. I think that what she should do is basically go on to that message that she found. Obviously, the halves don't want to know her. Just send the message. Like, the radio show is not going to give you an opinion. She has to set herself up for a disaster.
No, but the one thing that she did say is that she will 100% listen to what people have to say. And so far, it's 50-50, I have to say, in terms of whether or not...
That's it. No one can give her an answer. That's the whole thing. So I think just put herself out of her misery and just send the message. And that's it. That's all my opinion for today.
Okay, so you think she should then? She should
absolutely
try and track him down, see what he has to say for himself.
Sorry, Lola, would you track down the fella that broke up with you and said he didn't want to see you again?
But she just wants an answer.
No, but would you?
Is different. This is different. Hang on, this is her biological father.
No, it's not different.
It's not a prick of a boyfriend. It's a biological father. He's a prick.
Would you lower yourself, though, to do that?
Being honest, I'd be very... It's just because maybe he's getting older. She might never get the answer that she wants. So she might just want a little bit of clarity. That's all. And if he says no, if he says yes, I don't think there is an answer until he decides. And if not, and to be honest, in my opinion, it doesn't look very likely. Or else he might just give her a letter or something. I don't know. There is an answer from this show. But if I were her, I would just click a send.
Okay, so your suggestion is, as this is obviously something that deep down inside her she wants to do, you think she should do it, but obviously with the proviso that this could be very painful.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, Jeremy's arguing, and others are arguing, that no, he doesn't deserve the privilege of ever seeing his daughter ever again, and therefore she should not reach out to him at all.
No, I absolutely agree, with Jeremy. You know, if he's not there, but also if she doesn't get that answer, she'll never know. So if she doesn't try, she won't get. So, you know, it could turn out to be brilliant. It could turn out to be disastrous. I don't know.
So, yeah. Do you never hear the expression, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me?
Yeah, no, I have. Absolutely.
That's exactly it.
But then what happens if she gets older and she goes, I wish I did that? Then it's,
And chances are, Jeremy, as she gets older, she will think that. Especially if she finds out in a year or two or three or five or whatever that her dad is actually dead. Then she would say, Jesus, why did I never follow up on that? Why did I never try and track him down? Because when he's dead, there's no going back. There's no talking to him at that point.
I know you.
And then she has to live with that question forever, at least if she gets clarity. And if he doesn't want to talk to her, she knows.
If that's her clarity, if her clarity is, piss off, I don't want to know you, but then that's her clarity.
It's a double whammy, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's it. Like, what really are you going to get otherwise? Like, she gets the answer. He doesn't want to know.
But she survived. Lola, she survived 30 years of her life without him.
So. Why is she on the radio? Why is she on the radio? Because it's obviously on her mind.
No, I get that. But she...
That is why she contacted us.
Yeah, I know.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get in contact with us about what Valerie should do in this situation. So her dad disappeared 30-odd years ago after she was born, and she's never seen sight or sound of him since. Now she wants to, well, she wants your advice on whether she should try and track him down and talk to him and get some answers out of him. She doesn't want to question her mother too much about him. She wants answers from him. Jeremy is saying absolutely no. This man has no right to ever see his daughter again.
My mantra in life is I'll allow everybody one mistake in life because we all make mistakes.
Okay, so he made one mistake.
It's a pretty big mistake.
No, it is a big mistake, yeah.
But I won't give him a chance to make that same mistake again, and that's what he's going to do. The fact is, if he wanted to know her, do you not think he would have made the effort? By God, if I had a child out there that I knew was out there, it's very easy to find people. You know what I mean? Do you not think, and I know she's listening to this and I don't want to hurt her feelings, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But do you not think if he wanted you in his life, he would have made some sort of effort?
No, she gets all that. She understands all of that. She knows that this could end in further hurt. But it's still, as I said, Jeremy, we're lucky. Both of us know both of our parents or knew both of our parents. So we don't have that missing hole in our lives. Thank God. This lady does. You can't possibly understand what that's like. Let me bring in Robbie and his opinion.
I know I joined late now, but the fact that she said she messaged the siblings, you know, and she said the messages were being read. I mean, she used some sort of messenger. I said on Facebook, this is something you should have sent a letter to the dad and, you know, take it slow. You don't just rush into this, you know, say, drop her a text. Hey, by the way, I'm your sister. You know, there's a way of doing it. There's much better way of doing it. And, you know, I think she's started it wrong and it's not going to end well.
Let me bring in Vanessa on this.
Hi, lads. About today's show, I really think the caller needs to talk to her mum. I know she said she doesn't want to hurt her, but Jesus Christ, your ma's an adult. She probably has a lot of the answers that you're looking for. And if she finds out that you're doing this behind her back, it'll hurt her even more. Be honest with her. Tell her you found it. You think you found him on Facebook. And ask the questions that she needs to answer. As for your man, I do think that she needs to think hard about if she is going to approach him. And I do think she should. She should write it down in a letter, on a Word document or something. Everything that she has felt, the rejection that she's felt, the isolation she's felt, the bullying she's felt, and then perhaps at the end, and then who she is as an adult. And then at the end say, look, I know I only have one side of this story. I am willing to hear the other side. And if it doesn't work out, then fine. But I need to know. And I hope that you're willing to let me in. And that way she'll know. Instead of spending the rest of her life wondering if this relationship could ever have been salvageable.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
How are you, Jay?
As I was saying, I mean, she has to be prepared for some answers she probably doesn't want to hear as well. Okay, I mean, as I said, we've only one side of this. But this comes back to something I've been saying to you for a long time. If this was the other way around and there was a bloke on there saying a woman went off and had an abortion and he only found out and he wasn't given the chance to meet his child, you wouldn't call her the names that she was calling. You wouldn't say anything. You'd say it was her choice. It comes back to men don't get a choice. I mean, for all we know, he never wanted to be a father. That woman probably told him I was on the pill. We all know things can be said. So, I mean, it's so easy to sit there and judge him and call him all the scumbags under the earth. We don't know what he's going through. We don't know what he went through. We don't know.
No excuse. No, don't make excuses for a sperm donor, Jay.
No, but see, there you go again. But if she was to have an abortion without telling him, would you call her any names? You'd say, no, that's a woman's choice. So he gets no choice. She can choose to be a mother if she wants. Yes or no, Jeremy?
By the way, I agree with you.
No. Yes or no. Can she choose to be a mother? Yes or no?
I just want to address an issue that you said.
No, I'm asking you a question.
I agree with you on the abortion thing. I think a man should have a say and he should be consulted. And I've said that many times.
But he has no say. You know, a man cannot tell a woman not to have an abortion.
I know, because
there'd be uproar.
Yeah.
Yes, but a man cannot decide he doesn't want to be a father. He's a sperm donor. He's a scumbag. How dare he? And then he should never be allowed to see that girl again.
But what's your issue? Why not? What's your issue?
I think it's double standards.
It's not double standards. He walked out on his...
Okay, if she had an abortion, would that be any worse on the man?
It would
be
wholly inappropriate for her to have an abortion without discussing it with him in advance.
I know it happens.
Yes, I do know it happens.
But I don't know why you're
twisting this conversation.
It's easy to sit here and slate this man when we know nothing about him. We only have what the mother told the daughter. That's it. And then straight away, Mr. Dixon there, he's a scumbag, he's a sperm donor, he's this, that, and the other. But if the roles were reversed, one person, not one of you to get on there and slate a woman for having an abortion. I just think it's double standards. I think men should be allowed. If a man does not want to be a father, okay, stop having sex, right? But that goes down to the woman as well.
If
you don't want to get pregnant, don't have sex. But I mean, a man should be allowed if he wants. I've told you my situation. I've never walked from any of my kids. But I think it's wrong and it's very hypocritical that a man cannot choose whether or not he wants to be a father.
Well, of course he can choose. Sorry, you have to.
No, if he walks away, he's called all the scumbags and sperm donors under the earth.
Because he is.
Because
my mother once said to me, and I'm sure your mother said the same, Jay, you dip the wick, you pay for the oil. But half of the dead.
But it's okay. It's okay for a woman to go off and
I don't know why you're twisting this conversation.
I'm just saying it's easy to slate men. It's very easy to slate men, and it's merely acceptable at this stage now. But we will never ever say a woman is wrong for her decisions. As we said, we're going on what the mother said. The mother said he walked.
Let's go back to Valerie. And Valerie is looking for advice on whether she should track her father down or just leave sleeping dogs lie. What do you think?
I'd say go to the man and ask him, why did you walk? But she has to be prepared for an answer that she's probably not expecting. What happens
or,
if he does sit down
has
and
to be
say,
prepared.
Oh yeah, maybe he did just walk. Maybe he did not want to be a father. And how old is the lady? 30. So, I mean, okay, there was contraception, but back then, you wouldn't have walked into a chemist 30 years ago for a condom. Most blokes didn't because there was still a stigma. And most young fellas at that age, you know, would be embarrassed. So I'm just saying, let's not slate the man yet. It'd be nice to know, did he walk? Was he not ready to be a father? Unfortunately, we're not given choices as men, as you just keep saying.
If women aren't ready to have babies, don't have sex either. If you're not ready to be a father, don't stick your dick in a woman.
Not ready to be a mother, well, then she shouldn't go with a fella and lie down and have a man stick his dick in her.
Jay,
but as I said, you'd never come on here, Jeremy. You would never sit down here and slate women for it. Women can do what they want, and we'll just try the
opposite. Okay, but as regards Valerie, because this conversation is about Valerie, it's not about anything else. As regards Valerie, you're saying go for it, but be prepared.
Just be prepared for whatever answer she's given. And I'd hate to be in a position. And I mean, you know, I have a few kids. I wasn't around for them all, but I've never ever, denied them. I've always paid for them. I've always seen them. I've done what I've done without living with them. If you know what I mean. Like I was estranged from the mother. We were divorced. But I couldn't do that. I don't know how a man could walk from his child. Jeremy,
nor do most people, thank God.
Yeah, I just think in this day and age, with the way things are, I think we have to have a grown-up conversation. Should men be allowed to walk away? If a woman says she's on the pill and if the condom works or anything, but they've taken the precautions because they don't want to have a baby and she decides she wants to keep it, should he be allowed to walk? Because if it was the other way around, we'd have no problem. We'd say, of course, you go, girl, you go and do what you have to do.
Good to talk to you as always, Jay. Thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in a few more messages before we wrap this up. This is Trevor, who's a bit angry with Jeremy.
What's that, lads? Just on today's topic, Jeremy, you haven't got a fucking clue, mate. As you know, I am a father of five. What I haven't told you is I'm actually a father of six. As you know from the past podcast, I told you I was with a girl while my wife was gone for a while, and she actually had a baby. And she basically told me that if I don't get rid of my wife after we got back together, obviously, I'm not allowed to see the baby. I'm currently fighting tooth and nail to get access, which is causing problems with their wife. She doesn't think I should have access, so. You actually don't have a clue what you're talking about me. If you think it's just fathers just dumping kids, walking away, yes, I will say there probably are lads out there that do that. But not all of us are like that, you know what I mean? Who knows, maybe I will have to fucking wait 18 years for the child to come and find me and ask me. But then what do? Do I destroy the child's relationship with the mother saying, oh yeah, they never let you near me, or I had to pick? like I said, Jeremy, you don't know what you're talking about, buddy. All the best.
All right, Trevor, you don't know what you're talking about,
well,
Jeremy.
I never knew.
No, well, there you are.
Going through that.
No, but so, sorry, I just want to squeeze in one final message before we finish. Shauna.
Hi, guys. As I said earlier, the decision obviously has to be hers, but I was in the same position as this girl. And meeting him was the biggest regret in my life, basically. After meeting him twice, he began blanking me in the streets. So, but as I said, it's up to her at the end of the day. Thanks.
Meeting him was the biggest regret of her life, says Shauna. Shauna, thanks very much indeed for your message.
Thank you for validating my point, which I love.
Okay, so the advice is fairly mixed, Valerie. It really is up to you. I think the majority, though, is favouring you going for it, but be prepared for potential heartache. But anyway, Valerie, we really appreciate you contacting us. And by the way, if you have anything you'd like us to debate, send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 and we will discuss it. Before we go, I want to give a shout out to our show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust, Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews. If you would like to find out if you can get some tax back, visit irishtaxrebates.ie, and a number of our listeners have already done it and have already told us about how successful it was. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this Opinions Matter. Please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Brought to you by Go Loud and proudly sponsored by Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust with over 20 years of experience. Visit irishtaxrebates.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.